The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, interestingly enough, friends, I was actually popping up some of these videos yesterday. And interestingly enough, I've been looking for them for the last 20 minutes where Bush was confronted by a reporter concerning Iraq. Why did you attack Iraq? What did Iraq do to us? And he said nothing. Interestingly enough, I'm also looking for the video with President Barack Hussein Obama calling for an international order. This was recently. And for some reason, they're not pulling up on the same computer. So just saying, friends, it's out there. Do your due diligence. You'll find it. We got Tim Brown calling from North South Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What's on your mind, brother, from another mother?
Hey, brother. Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I was thinking about our conversation last night. We had some righteous indignation going on, I guess, between us, but I think the same thing, and something that I just kind of wanted to touch on, you were making mention of. Now we're talking about sending troops back in to Iraq, and of course we're told, oh, it's only 250, 300 guys, but the interesting thing is they're special forces guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the guys that we've been that have been being killed. I mean, as Miss Vaughn has said, you know, each one of these guys, it's not, I mean, I don't,
you're talking about Aaron Vaughn's mom,
life,
Tim,
but we've invested
Tim,
tens
really
of
quick.
Millions of dollars in each
Tim,
one of these men. They're
Tim,
very valuable.
Really quick, just so everybody understands, Tim Brown is actually talking about Aaron Vaughn's mother. Aaron Vaughn was actually killed in extortion 17. So I'm just
right.
Clarifying. Okay, just clarifying so people understand who you're talking about.
Yeah, and as you and I were speaking about last night, we saw this week where ISIS has come in. The guys that we've been training for years just abandoned their post. They had no courage. They were cowards, and they left. And Iraq wanted us out. They said, we can handle it, so we left. And now it's, oh, we made a boo-boo. Can you come back in here? I say, look, unless they're willing to spill their own blood over
that's
freedom,
right.
Like
that's
our forefathers did before
exactly
they asked
right.
for help,
yep.
We don't offer it.
That's right.
We don't go and shed our sons and daughters' blood. I don't believe in shedding our daughter's blood in there anyway. But we don't share our son's blood for the sake of a people who won't stand up and fight for themselves.
Well, no, just hang on a second, Tim. So let's go back during the Revolutionary War. Let's go back mm-hmm. to the times that when our government would actually, well, engage in warfare. Notice how George Washington took the initiative to lead the charge.
Yes.
Now they take your children to lead the charge, not
mm-hmm.
themselves. And so here we are,
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, and that's why I think a man who has been in war and who has seen war is probably going to be the last guy to want to actually go to war.
That's right. That's why we need
I really
veterans
believe that.
Serving
our
country.
And if he goes to war, he's going to go with a goal to get in and get out. And there are numerous examples we could give. We could just point to the situation that Ronald Reagan had with Gaddafi. And I can remember that as a young boy, where he came on the the television, and he was saying, you know, our bombers are on route now. They may have already completed their mission, to where they just targeted him. They got his son instead, but they went over there and did that and left. They didn't hang out there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They accomplished their mission, and you didn't hear from that guy for like 2.5 decades. And we don't fight like that anymore. We sort of pussyfoot around with things. And you were talking about the rules of engagement. That's what Billy was talking about, to Aaron Vaughn's dad. He told me the same thing. We're tying our hands. We go over to fight wars, some that we shouldn't be in, some that we should. But we go over there to fight them, and then we tie the hands of our soldiers. We put them under the watchful eye of our avowed enemy, if you will. And we're just... You know, we're just making them sitting ducks, and it's
we're giving the enemy the advantage.
That's right, exactly. Now, hey, Tim, just hold on a second, because I finally found something, friends, and I want you to answer this, Tim. Bush admits that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, but he sent us anyways. Here, listen to this.
To kill innocent life, who had relations with Zarqawi.
Oh, keep in mind, friends, when we're talking about Saddam Hussein, who put up Saddam Hussein? America did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, that's right. So just hang on a second. Listen carefully.
Imagine what the world would be like with him in power. The idea is to try to help change the Middle East. Now, look, part of the reason we went into Iraq was the main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. Turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq, and I also talked the need to advance a freedom agenda. And so my answer to your question is that imagine a world in which Saddam Hussein was there, stirring up even more trouble in a part of the world that had so much resentment and so much hatred that people came and killed 3,000 of our citizens. You know, I've heard this theory about, you know, everything was just fine until we arrived, and then, you know, kind of stir up the hornet's nest theory. This just doesn't hold water as far as I'm concerned. The terrorists attacked us and killed 3,000 of our citizens before we started the freedom agenda in the Middle East. They were...
Okay, a reporter said to him, what did Iraq have to do with that? Here's his answer.
What did Iraq have to do with what?
The attack on the World Trade Center.
Nothing.
It had nothing to do... Did you hear this, Tim?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with Iraq, but President Bush sends our troops to go after the Iraqis, in whom America set up that regime in the first place.
Well, not only that, let's take what he said. He said they didn't have weapons of mass destruction.
That's right.
He said that in the midst of the clip you played. And yet, I had a writer writing about they are concerned now that ISIS has gone in and gotten chemical weapons. Well, my question is, what the heck were they doing with chemical weapons? We've been there for over a decade.
Yeah. That's what
I told you what they had to do with it. Yes. We gave them that, too.
Yeah, that's my question.
Iran.
That's
yeah.
One of my questions, too, is, you know, you look at these, you know, these supposed terrorists. They live in these clay houses in the middle of the desert, absolutely nowhere. How are they getting all of this armament, you know, these AK-47? How are they getting everything they have to be able to put up such a fight? Where are they getting their supplies from? I mean, question mark, question mark.
We are funding them.
That's exactly right.
We are doing it.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Tim, for the phone call. We appreciate it. Got to take a quick break. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Just talking to our friend Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. Check out his website, Freedom Outpost. Second to none, friends. It really is. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about order out of chaos. Who's creating the chaos, friends? Well, open your eyes. They're right in front of your face. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, friends, I am just cheesing. I got a smile from ear to ear right now. I found this, and I'm just constantly, again, we're always on live radio. I'm getting it to you hot off the press, okay? And in some cases, I'm giving it to you straight out of their mouth, which I always try to do in the first place, because the last thing I need to do is have some wacko say, "Oh, Bradley put words into his mouth." No, I always play it so you can hear it for yourself, because believe me, there's plenty of useful idiots out there. Listen to this. This is New World Order speech in Berlin before he was the president of the United States of America. Listen carefully to what is said.
With Paula Middlehurst.
Been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. While Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
Did you hear what he said?
Not a choice.
That's a threat.
Not a choice.
Okay, so a question again. Order out of chaos. Who's creating the chaos? What is terrorism all about? Who gains from terrorism? Global alliances do, friends. This is nothing new. It's in your face 24/7, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. What they do is they get on the television set and they tell you what you want to hear. And then behind closed doors, they're doing the exact opposite of what they just got done saying.
Yep.
Of course. Who is losing their rights in America, friends, to supposed terrorists? Just asking you the question. Who's losing their rights? You are. Who's asking you to give up your rights? Your government is. Why? Because they want more control.
That's right.
Is the NSA spying on you, friends, or others across the world? Well, we know that just within Germany, just recently, we had the prime minister trying to figure out why America and our government is spying on them by tapping their phones. Folks, this is nothing. That's not right before the face of the American people. And why are here? Why are we here? Because we've forsaken our God.
That's right.
That is exactly why.
Right.
To a T, friends. There's no other reason. You know, it's interesting to me how much time people will blow up those that are committing the crimes rather than bringing forth the law to deal with their crimes.
Right. You know,
justice is the guardian of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Curious to know, what's your perspective? What are your thoughts? What are you seeing here? We're all in this together, friends. We may as well get it right. And I don't care if you're calling from one of the 52 countries outside of the America here. Give us your 2 cents. Love to hear what you have to say. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
And then we have, you know, Mr. Kissinger, as you brought up earlier, who said those who oppose the New World Order are terrorists. I mean, could that explain why the IRS is attacking Christians and conservatives and patriots and labeling that, you know, if you're part of the Tea Party now, you're a terrorist?
That comes back to Barack Hussein Obama. I also want to keep in mind, so people don't get loopy about this, I believe that there's a lot of people that would just say we're just doing our jobs.
But your job,
when you took that job, you swore that you would do your job according to the constitutional laws, in which, again, you raised your hand and said, I will uphold the Constitution, so help me God. You're not there to take orders from somebody that is violating the Constitution that you yourself swore you would uphold.
That doesn't make any sense, and that holds no weight. If you look at the Nazis, when they were questioned, they said, well, we were just following orders. We were just doing our job. If you have a job that you're a part of and your boss asks you to do something illegal, it doesn't mean you go ahead and go with it and are justified because your boss said. No, you conform to the laws of our republic. So by saying we're just doing our job, well, that's what they said back in Germany. That's no excuse whatsoever. And when you look at
On Judgment Day, Lord, you know, Adolf told me I was supposed to kill all these people. You know, I just pulled the trigger, man.
That's right.
And the Lord's going to look at him and say, well, the question I have for you then is, who's the criminal? Those that committed the crime or those that gave the order to commit the crime?
Right.
When you both knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
When I said, thou shalt not kill, you did it anyways.
Right.
So people act like they're not going to face God on Judgment Day. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, friends.
That's right. And what are we doing about the problems that we see? So we see these things take place. We see what happened with, you know, the IRS with Lois Lerner. And you see this, you know, nobody believes you. Well, nobody believes you, but what are you doing to act upon, you know, what you see the crimes are? We can complain about it all day long, but unless there's justice and judgment, I mean, wouldn't it be great if you turned on the news and first and foremost they gave you the truth? But wouldn't it be great if you said, okay.
Which happens once in a while on accident.
Exactly. You know, it's from a special source. And even sometimes in their confusion, like you say, you know, people who are completely out there, they'll blurt out the truth. But wouldn't it be nice if we turned on the news tonight, we got the truth, and they said, listen, so-and-so had crimes for doing this and that, and we brought judgment for this person is paying the price for their crimes, and now that case is closed. We're moving on to something new. But no, we see things drug out forever and ever in Benghazi and all these different scandals and things.
But we got Daryl Eisen, we got, you know, Trey Gowdy talking big and bad.
Yeah, but
action speaks louder than words.
Of course. It's like these things don't have to drag on for a million years if we bring forth justice and if the people rise up to say, no. We want justice. We want it now.
That's how it always changes, is when the people stand up and say enough is enough.
That's right. And they've had enough. So that's our job. And that's what we need to do.
And I think maybe that's it. Maybe America just hasn't had enough yet. I don't know
how much more can you have? It's like, you know, gosh, you know, sometimes you say, well, this for sure, the people will rise up because of this. And then this for sure. I mean, if the people don't rise up on the behalf of their own children, then they'll never rise up. Then you get another assault. It's like assault after assault after assault.
See, the delusion is the people that do nothing about the problem Because they say, you know what, we're almost out of here. We're almost done and
right.
gone.
It won't be during my generation.
You know, what's interesting is they hasten their own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
They hasten their own judgment in the sense of, you know what, I'm going to do nothing. I can't wait until I'm dead. They're going to stand before the Lord on judgment day, and the Lord's going to look at them and say, you hastened towards judgment.
Yeah.
When you could have fixed the problem, you thought by you getting out of there,
mm-hmm.
was going to get you out of the situation when, in fact, you just made haste to get to the situation that you dreaded the most.
It's like
and here it is.
Out of the frying pan into the fire.
That's exactly right.
But when you
right.
see these people and they say, well, listen, you know, I'm just, you know, afraid that it's not my generation. It's our kids that are really going to pay the price. Well, listen, if you love your kids.
Yeah, we love our kids so much, we're just going to give them over to tyranny in every sense of the word. That's how much we love our kids, and we're not going to do anything about the problem. That's cowardice
yeah,
to the
is.
Max. Listen, but if you will not hearken on to me and will not do all of these commandments, saith the Lord, Leviticus 26, verse 14, and if you shall despise my statutes or your souls abhor my judgments so that you will not do my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning og, that I shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. This is judgment, friends. But is there grace to still right the wrongs? Absolutely. But you have to respond. He goes on, and if you will not for all of this listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Interestingly enough, if you go into the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., scripture that bears witness against the crimes of them people on both sides of the fence are on the walls of the Holocaust Center. And guess what they are? They were warnings from the Lord that the people didn't take heed to. I go on. And if you will not for all of this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the field yield forth their fruits. And if you walk contrary to me and will not listen carefully unto me, I will bring seven times more the plagues upon you according to your sins. See, friends, how the judgments are increasing. If you don't pay attention when he says it the first time, he's going to increase the judgments. Okay? So things don't get better, they get worse. And someone's going to have to pay the piper. And guess who's going to pay the piper? The kids that you say that you love the most. And those are the ones that we should be fighting for. And just think, friends, our forefathers did it for us. So what kind of a legacy are you going to leave? It's up to you. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. buzz from the freeze-dry guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We've been talking about order out of chaos, and Stephanie brought up something rather interesting. And of course, we were hitting on that, but it is interesting that the Lord is using the very words that he's using the enemy in his hands, just the way that he used Nebuchadnezzar in his hands to bring forth judgment unto a disobedient people.
Yeah, anybody who doubts the Bible, leave no doubt. Even the very word that has been shoved down our throats for the past 10 years and even beyond. When Bradley was reading,
and beyond.
That's right. When Bradley was reading from Leviticus 26:16, it says, "I will even appoint over you terror." What have we been hearing? Terror in New York. What happened on September 11th with the terrorists?
Terror this, terror that.
It's all going back to the same thing. And the Lord said, "I will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror." And when you look and see, that's all we've been under for the past, ever since September 11th, when that took place and the two towers fell, that has been inundated and shoved down our throats. I remember going to the airport, and actually, I think they, I'm not sure they
said
that.
You know what's interesting, though? Isn't it interesting that everybody is always wrong except the one that's actually committing the crime?
Right.
And the one that's being called out for his crimes is the one that's sitting behind the presidential pulpit.
Right.
But everybody else is the one that's always doing something wrong, yet the smoking gun's always in his hand.
Right, exactly.
And the American people roll over and act as if, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it.
Normal.
Oh, my goodness, yes, yes.
Like, this is normal. And I was going to go back to saying that I remember going to the airport, and there was always those different levels of terror alerts. You know, an orange was like the second to the highest level it could be. And every time I remember going to the airport, it was always on orange.
Yeah.
The terror level alert is on orange. And
well, remember
sure
what
blah,
Congressman
blah.
McDermott said? He said they can do anything with the use of fear.
Of course you can, because you paralyze
unless
people.
Unless you know what's going on.
And a lot of people who don't see things through and think things throughout to the end, you can do anything that you want with them. They're willing to give up their rights for a little temporary safety and security. Oh, sure, you can go ahead and, you know, frisk us at the airports and go through all of our luggage.
And even though we know you're a pedophile and you're some sexual pervert, you've been found out as a thief
and the other thing. Oh, I'm glad they're there at the airports frisking us. And, you know, if anyone else would do that anywhere else, they'd be thrown in prison for their
Article 4, Friends, is the violation of the Bill of Rights.
And when you say, yeah, well, I'm glad, you know, they're listening on phone calls and, you know, monitoring what we do on Facebook.
I've heard people say this.
Yeah, I know. So have I. So when you look at that mentality, you're thinking, are you kidding? Those who can give up a little, you know, temporary safety, a little freedom for a little temporary safety and security, they deserve neither liberty nor freedom.
Yeah.
It's just amazing when you look at that and you go back to the Bible and a scripture exactly states what's going
of
on.
Course.
There's no denying it.
History's being repeated, and that's all, again, we have to do is study the past. And who told us to study the past but our forefathers? And, folks, I want you to imagine with me for a moment, if you would, if George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson never existed. Imagine history without Abraham, Moses, King David, or the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Where would we be if these men did not exist? Where would we be if these men did not exhibit leadership with the courage and sacrifice on the behalf of we, the people that they sacrificed for? Where would we be if they had not loved both seen and unseen? Because we weren't here when George was here. We weren't here when Thomas was here. We weren't here when John was here. We weren't here when the Black Regiment was here. We weren't here when our forefathers' forefathers were here. No, but we know what they established, right? So again, resulting in not having both natural and spiritual freedoms throughout the world, I can tell you where we would be. We would all be slaves to tyranny in every form. And guess what? Tyrants mean just that. See, because we can see from the history that they wrote that the evils they faced were powerless over their endeavors because they had their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith. His name is Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. He's the one that said, the captain of our salvation, that he didn't give us a spirit of fear or power, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. See, that author, the captain of our salvation, promised that he would make them more than conquerors to those that believe him, Romans 8:37, and gave them power over all of the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. Read Hebrews 11, as a matter of fact, friends. And he also promised that he would be an enemy unto all of your enemies and an adversary unto all of your adversaries, Exodus 23:22. Now, what's interesting here, friends, is you can find nowhere in Scripture, nowhere, nada, not one jot nor one tittle, can you find in Scripture where God failed a faithful man or woman, either in life or in death. You can't find it.
No,
pulls away all excuses, doesn't it?
He's not a man that he should lie. He will show up strong on the behalf whose hearts are perfect towards him.
That's right. The author answered King David in his stress by saying that the kings of the earth set themselves, this is exactly what we've been talking about, that the kings, the self-proclaimed elitists, set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Who is this administration all about, friends? Who is he trying to snuff out, in a sense? He's trying to get rid of all of dissent, isn't he? Who is he aiming at? He's aiming at your Christian heritage. He's aiming at the church. And Stephanie, you were talking about this a little bit earlier concerning the IRS. Who did the IRS go after, friends? Who doesn't owe you an apology, friends, for a Lois Lerner and her crimes? Because we know it's directly connected to the White House. You're giving them a license to do it again, friends, tomorrow. So we see that the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his church. That's funny. It really is, friends. It really is. Hey, how's that working out for you, Mao Zedong? Hey, how's that working out for you, Adolf Hitler? Hey, Mussolini, you know, the guy that said, if there's a God, strike me dead. You know, the one that was hung upside down, killed by his own people, and then hung with his mistress. Yeah. How's that working out for you? Hey, I'm kind of curious. How's that working out for you, Stalin? See, I'm going way, way back, friends, to show you it didn't work out for him because God, in his word, said this. He said, he shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Psalm 2:2-5. So who won the day? Who got the last laugh? I'll tell you who. The one that has all power and authority and control in his hands. How's it working out for him, friends? I've seen billboards talking about the Taliban and talking about our military, saying it's God's job to judge, but it's our job to arrange the meeting. That's exactly right. And so it is with those that are in government that want to commit crimes against we the people. It's time for us not to, of course, I'm not saying, arrange the meeting in death. No, I'm talking about arrange the meeting before the church in America in the 78th percentile that say they believe Christ in the first place to establish the law against their crimes because justice is the guardian of liberty. Let's arrange the meeting. It's called impeachment. Let's arrange the meeting called civil charges against their crimes, against we the people. Let's arrange the meeting, friends. Because if you don't, they're already attempting to arrange the meeting for you to become slaves to their tyrannical lawlessness policies. How's it working out for them? Hey, you corrupt. Those that tap the radio show, those that listen to the radio show on a weekly basis, how's this working out for you? Huh? I'm curious. I just want to know, what's your history, tyrant? You don't have one. You've been snuffed out. You're burning in hell now, and you're trying to figure out why you're there. How's it working out for you, tyrant? How's it working out for you, lawless in government? Because sooner or later, you're going to stand before the judge. You know 150,000 people die every day, and they didn't know it?
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10 die, don't they? Oh, I'm going to say a prayer right before I die. No, no, no. You know now. And you're responsible for what you know now, not tomorrow. And it's the mercy of God that you do know. Because it's an opportunity for you to repent before a just and a holy God for your known violations of His moral law. And you know what I say is true. Because your conscience bears witness. That means with knowledge. And the Holy Ghost, when He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, the only reason you would be angry with me, because you want to shoot the messenger, because you know again what I say is true. How's it working out for tyrants? For all those, you know, George Bush Sr., the guy calling for the New World Order, they call him Evil Poppy, by the way, but for a good portion of the American people, they believe he's a good conservative, good Christian man. Really? What's his fruit, friends? CIA whistleblowers coming forth and talking about the fact that he is the one that is guilty of the crimes of what's going on under the table concerning our government, friends. How's it working out? He's 90 years old. He's talking about death now. Huh? How's it working out for you? See? See, just like what the word says, life is but a vapor, isn't it, tyrants? How's it working out for you? Soon enough, you're going to meet your maker, and you are going to answer for everything that you've done in the body, and in deed, and in word. How's it working out for you?
Hebrews 9:27 says, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment."
Amen.
Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap."
Now, let me tell you a righteous man who looks forward to meeting God on that judgment day. The man that longs to be freed from sin. Freed from, empowered by grace, where it's all of Christ and none of me. The man that's ready for judgment day is the one that longs to be freed from sin. And I'll tell you what, the tyrant lives exactly in contradiction of what I just said. What were you going to say, Chase?
I was just going to go back to the Bushes. I mean, going back within the last however many years, how can anybody possibly think that somebody whose administration endorses or allows the murder of innocent children in the womb is a positive figure? It can be good in any way.
Reagan did the same thing.
Yeah, you can't have good tree or good fruit from a bad tree. You can't have bad fruit from a good tree. So if that fruit's falling from the tree, I mean, in and with everything else that you're saying, let's put things in perspective. That's all I was going to
say. Yeah. Well, you know, again, I just want to say this because I love this van. And I'm like, how's it working out for him?
Mm-hmm.
Judgment's coming. Their days are coming to an end in many cases.
You will meet your maker.
You will meet your maker. And guess what? He will not in all acquit any iniquity whatsoever. That's how thorough he is. You better be following his son, Jesus Christ, friends. And I'll tell you what, real love pushes you to that very, very position. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at restoringourpromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Talking about the tyrants right now, got off on this little vein. How's it working out for you? History shows you how it's working out for them, friends. The sad part about it is millions of people allowed them to do what they did while they were alive until their deaths. To their everlasting shame in many cases. They allowed these tyrants to do what they did. Well, I had nothing to do with politics. Nope, you're one that I'm talking to right there. You allowed them to do what they did.
Because you had nothing to do with politics.
That's exactly right. We're just talking about how the kings of the earth, they set themselves against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his swordish pleasure. You know, I believe it was Sir Thomas More who said that many times when people mean to conspire the death of a certain people, they die by their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. It's the law of sowing and reaping.
It's the law of God being a faithful judge.
That's right.
In every given situation. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that... oh, my gosh. I love this topic. I really, honestly love this topic. You guys remember Herod Antipas and Herodias? Those that were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist? Did you know that Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ? Yet in the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and territory were turned over to Agrippa, Well, he and his wife were sent into exile, and Anippus died miserably. Oh, how's that working out for you there, dog? What about Pontius Pilate, who handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified? Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41. He was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide.
Hmm.
Sounds like a happy camper,
right?
Doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. How's that working out for you, tyrants? Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by the Goths and fled to the cottage where he was burned alive. How's that working out for you, tyrants? Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. How's that working out for you, brother Alexander? I wonder if it was tart. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. How's that working out for you, Henny? Maria Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of the miserable ones. See, friends, the problem is men forget that there is a just and holy God that sees all things. The Lord beholds the good and the evil, beholding the good and the evil throughout the whole earth. Maria Antoinette, riding to Notre Dame, she bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones. Soon after mounting the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of her execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. Oh, what about when Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live? He said, "Let them eat grass." Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass.
Wow.
How's that working out for you? I'm not saying it trying to be cocky, friends. I'm saying it that we need to understand, so we can understand, that God sees all things. He has things well in hand. But friends, we don't put ourselves in a position to expect a tyrant to be merciful to us. Do we not understand what the book of Proverbs tells us, that the mercies of the wicked are cruel? And they are cruel indeed. And they are oppressive. These people come to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's all they're known for. And by the way, when you look at the fruit, it's all around these administrations, aren't they? Well, at least they didn't do it here. Oh, no, they did do it here, because you're going to reap what you allowed them to sow. See, because they're your representation, friends, and you allow them to commit the crimes that they commit. Oh, don't tell me this ain't a prophet's message, friends, because it is. And by the way, this is why they stoned the prophets,
mm-hmm.
because everybody had to take responsibility now.
That's right.
Your sin is before a just and a holy God, friends. Don't complain about what you're tolerating today. I know there's a lot of good people out there that are listening. And by the way, the good people love this message. Because we're on the same side. But we cannot stand down when it's time to stand up, friends. And that is our message over and over and over again. And it's not my job to get on the radio and highlight all the bad stuff going on. It's not my job to get on the radio and tell, oh, the Lord's on the throne. There's nothing you can do about it. No, there's everything in the world you can do about it. And if you see what I see, if you see what I see, God has given you grace to take responsibility and to deal with the issues at hand. Because rest assured, you are accountable for what you now know.
That's Amen. Right. Absolutely.
I love you folks with my heart. I really do. And that's why I'm telling you these things.
That's right. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier with Ben Franklin, he said they can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety to deserve neither liberty nor safety. And as you mentioned, Bradley, there's a lot of people out there who listen and say, yeah, we got a job to do. And then there's other folks. I talked with a guy, a bank teller of all people, one time. And he had actually listened to our show before, and we were talking and going back and forth. And he said something about, well, you know, it's not going to happen in my generation.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So, well, and then I said, well, you know, I just want to go fishing, he was saying. And I said, well, what about a tyrant? And he said, well, you know, I can see myself fishing under a tyrant. And I said, well, what about when that tyrant tells you cannot fish? See, we go to all these different
lengths. Or he charges you to fish.
That's right.
As if those fish belong to him.
I mean, this is like the most backwards thinking ever. Well, I'm not going to eat it. The kids are going to eat it. And yeah, I could fish underneath a tyrant and a dictator until that tyrant, that dictator tells you you can't fish. It reminds you that quote that you read from that man who was sitting in the concentration camp. First, they came for these kind of people.
Niemöller.
That's right. Since I wasn't those kind of people, I didn't speak up. And then I didn't speak up about this. And finally, at the end, there was no one left to speak up for me. He wrote that out of a concentration camp.
Yeah.
We don't want to wait till we're sitting.
Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations concerning a country that would not listen to repent before your repent for your sins before the kingdom of heaven.
It's too late. If he could go back and say, listen, I should have spoke up right from the very beginning so I wouldn't have to be writing this from a concentration camp. We have these examples from history. Our job is to learn from history. I know a great author out there wrote a book called What Men Have Learned from History. And you open it up, it's maybe 150 pages long, and every one of them is blank. Let's not be the blank pages of history who say, well, yeah, we knew it was there, we just didn't think. We were too busy with our games and our fishing. And we
got me a new boat today.
We got our boats and everything. Yeah. Listen, what's more important, our freedom, your children's freedom and their liberty for the future,
Amen.
Or your temporary entertainment?
It's a good thing someone did
seconds.
It for us, right?
That's exactly
Amen.
Right. And for those of you who say, listen, I'm behind you 100% of the way. I want to do something. What can I do? We hear this a lot. What can I do? What can we do about the problem?
Listen, we're so glad you're out there, Bradley.
Well, we're glad we're out here, too, but we need other people out here to do this job. An army is not made up of one or two or a few men. It's made up of a plethora of people out there doing what needs to be done.
Sometimes I just have to make myself laugh.
Well,
because with much wisdom comes much sorrow.
That's
and I ain't
right.
letting the sorrow in sometimes.
That's
it's
right.
Time to set it down.
We
got to
go forward.
While.
You know, like David, he encouraged himself in the Lord and he went on, and we have to continuously go on. But for those of you who say, listen, I want to join together with you, arm in arm, we can do this thing, and we can lawfully. But you're saying, what can I do? Well, there's a few different things you can do. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, grab our product, get this out there. All this week we've been highlighting Bradley's assembly program on a 5-part documentary series that we have called My War. If you say, well, I just have a simple job, I'm just a housewife, I homeschool my kids. Listen, get your mothers together, do video tapes and video group sessions at your home, do them at church, pass them out to friends, get tracks, get books. The website is filled with all this information that you can get equipped with to go out and seek and save that which is lost. You don't have to be speaking in front of a church every Sunday morning. Pass out gospel tracts wherever you go. Talk to people. Break into people's worlds.
Amen. Because you love them.
Because you love them.
My gosh,
that's
friends,
right.
The house is on fire. Don't sit there and tell them you love them. Well, their house is burning down around them.
That's exactly right. And for those who say, listen, well, I can give something, well, great. Go to the donate button at the top portion of our website. You can make a secure one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty on a monthly basis, you support what we do. And there's lots of different fun things that go along with
that. You sound excited.
I am excited because you get to see the live stream, the radio broadcast. Yes, there's a new book out there called For the Children. I'm really excited about this book. My hope is that it literally
saves
lives. And for those of you that say, listen, well, I want to get that out there, please, if you'd like to
listen
get some sort of bulk, we can help you out with that too as well. But for those of you going back to becoming sons or daughters of Liberty, you get the live stream, 25% off the product of the week every week, and you're helping to further freedom across the
nation,
how many
people
in the natural
can do that?
And the spiritual.
5 minutes without taking one breath. Nowhere
right here,
but on the Sons of Liberty.
Liberty.
All right, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, we really do love you. Okay? 1 John 3:18. Talk to you on Monday. See ya!
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.